Folks, as you can see in the background, we are shooting off cannons in celebration of defeating the Red Army. The Brits have lost the revolution. Yes, it's a celebration. We are shooting off all kinds of ammo and bombs. Watch the fuck out. It's 4th of fucking July. Hide your dogs. Your dogs will die of fright because it's fireworks time, bitch. The celebration is coming. Okay, now we're holding a second. Pause the recording and I'll be back. You piece of shit. Yes, as you can see, the fireworks are continuing. We are setting off fireworks to celebrate defeating the Brits. We won against the Brits. And freedom is here.
Happening. I mean, look, this is a celebration. I mean, everybody's putting out like their little light displays for July 4th. Well, I say this is kind of more the feel I'm going for. I mean, if you're going to do it big, you know? I mean, it's hard to get artillery of this kind of like destruction level, but like, you know, just kind of like find somewhere to do it. I mean, what's the big deal if you can just blow a bomb up in like a field that no one's in? Just fucking do it. I mean, we really got to stop becoming. I don't know. Now it sounds like I'm trying to be political, saying America's violent or something. But hey, what if these were the fireworks? I mean, this is a pretty badass firework, if you ask me. Just a big ass bomb. But you know, look, it's firework holiday, and I know people hate fireworks, but
come on, it's fucking America, bitch, grow up.
I don't know. I don't mind fireworks. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't really go out there and yell like USA, you know, or anything like. But I guess I'm kind of I'm both. I know why you'd be like, oh, that's, you know, fireworks. Oh, I gotta set fireworks off. I gotta have, like, explosions. I get why you'd make fun of it, but, like, it's also annoying that people keep posting, like, oh, my dog, has anxiety and he can't have loud noises.
Yeah, he can't really hear big bangs like that. I mean, he's really sensitive and he has anxiety disorder. He's actually autistic. My German Shepherd, he's actually autistic, so. Get your loud noises, he doesn't want to, you know, deal with it, so. Everyone has to stop their celebrating because of my one dog, okay? That's how it is, bitch.
Yeah. 4th of July, fireworks, bombs. I don't know. It's kind of like, just grow up.
I don't know. I mean, so I get both sides of it, I guess. But I'm more like, you know, just let people Half hour. I mean, yeah, don't, like, set off, like, actual dynamite or, like, crazy. Those are kind of ridiculous, you know. If you have to worry about, like, somebody getting blown up or something, yeah, maybe don't do the firework if you're going to blow your lug off. I mean, in the 50s, they probably just set off, like, literal dynamite. They probably just had one of those TNT things that you push down the plunger in, like, you know, in a cartoon. Let me find something. It would always be in, like, Wile E. Coyote cartoons, and it would just, like, have a bunch of TNT or something. And I just want to show you guys so you know what kind of fireworks I want for 4th of July. Alright, hold on. You piece of shit. Now, this is what I'm talking about here, like, this right here. This big, just, like, barrel of TNT. And it says, like, everything was Acme that Wile E. Coyote used. You ever notice that? We had Acme grocery stores in South Jersey growing up. I don't know if that's a national... Everywhere has different, like, grocery stores. It's always chains. And I don't know, never heard of Acme. I heard of Giant because I'm in Pennsylvania and I'm a piece of shit. But, yeah, I don't know if Acme's still even around. I mean, I think it is, but... So I thought they meant the grocery store that I was familiar with as a kid, but I think they just meant something. I don't know. Was it a fake company? I don't want to spend my time drilling down Looney Tunes now. Now, what was that exactly? Drew Rogan type, yeah, you know, it would always be Wile E. Coyote, and he'd have, you know, like a big, he'd accidentally somehow end up in this kind of like a bunch of TNT boxes and light a match to see where he is, and then boom, he gets blown up. I mean, violence is funny. No, I mean, it was though, and that's what people would laugh at, cartoon characters getting blown up, and you know, that's just what we did back then. And now, I wanted to find the firework thing, and now we can't even, you know, do it. Everybody's like, oh, I don't want, you know, we shouldn't be laughing at that. That was kind of just a big prediction, like the Simpsons had Itchy and Scratchy. That was just a big prediction of where we are now with everybody, like, flipping out and getting offended. You know, I mean, all right, let me switch it back to my summer house again. You know, I mean, yeah, you can hear some fireworks going off near me just every night lately. Or it's a gunshot. I don't know. Let's be honest. It sounds like it could be a gunshot, but it's 4th of July, so I'm going to assume it's not. If I lived in Chicago, it would definitely be gunshots, and I would just hunker down. I mean, if you live in Chicago, the pandemic lockdown, you probably were like, thank God, I don't have to go out. Although crime got worse because of it, but... Yeah, already were hunkering down because, that's an annoying phrase everybody was saying for a while. Look, we gotta hunker down for a little while longer, the CDC says. Hunker down. Like everybody's like, little House on the Prairie person that says hunker down. Now we gotta hunker down. All you Americans gotta hunker down for a little bit. It's like, what are we, George W. Bush or something? I mean, come on, people. Those always sound like hack jokes to me whenever it's something ends with, I mean, what are we, and then you say a thing. I mean, what are we, George W. Bush here? Come on. Well, Moise can't fool me again. Can't, don't fool me again. Yeah, Jeb's gonna run soon. He's gonna lose, but, he's a good guy. He's good. They really don't seem alike, though. I mean, people said George W. was dumb, but Jeb came off, like, way dumber. But he has, like, glasses, and people probably thought he was a smarter guy. You know what I mean. But anyway, we gotta, like, not have the fireworks, because dogs have anxiety disorders, and, look, my dog, I mean, yeah, some dogs, I get if you have, a rescue dog, and he has PTSD from whatever. Because his former owner used to have him dog fight or something. Or, like, he used to actually shoot people, and he thinks it's actual gunshots. But look, I mean, you gotta celebrate the Independence Day. I wonder if the aliens come and they shoot a giant laser ray, will people react like, oh, how fucking cool, it's part of the July 4th celebration, like they did in that movie on the top of something, one of the New York buildings. They were all just up there, like, I guess celebrating, and then the giant alien spaceship just shoots a laser that melts everyone. But as soon as it started, they were like, whoa, that's so cool. Well, I don't think so, because people have seen too many movies like that. But they made people look so stupid. Oh, that's so cool, man. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. They didn't really, I don't know, like, I guess the aliens were smart in that movie, but they didn't say anything. They just were things that got punched by Will Smith. That's pretty much it. They were just in the... Now, look, are these aliens robots that were designed to just pilot the spaceships? Or are we talking they made the spaceships and they're flying in them? I don't know. I'm thinking they're drones and robots. You wouldn't send your best and brightest always in a UFO thing. You wouldn't send your best brightest. Anyway, so look, we got rid of the Brits. We gotta celebrate. We'd be drinking tea if it wasn't for us beating the Brits. It is kind of weird that we used to be owned by England. Why don't people get more mad at them instead of just white people in the U.S.? Just, hey, let's get mad at the, royalty British people. They still knight people, which is crazy that they act like. They just act like they're in a fairy tale. That's how they act. Like, they're like, you shall be knighted.
Yes, Sir George Edward the VII will be knighted today. He's drinking tea.
He will be knighted by the best and brightest. Yes. I mean, and there's so many celebrities over there that are knighted that, like, it doesn't mean anything to me anymore. It's like, oh, okay, sir, whoever has a sir, Elton John has one, like every celebrity over there. Once, maybe if they stick around for a while, like Sean Connery, Prince William. I don't know. What's the point of the getting knighted thing? Just weird. See, I kind of like just not looking it up and just kind of going like a complete asshole idiot. Just going, why would you do that? I'm not going to look it up. I mean, look, we Google stuff all the time. We don't even like speculate and use imagination anymore. We just like use a phone like robots. Come on. You want to be a Wall-E civilization? Grow up. Use your brain like we did growing up. I mean,
come on. When I was your age, we had, we threw each other a stick of dynamite in the lighter and we said, light it off. That was our sparklers.
We didn't use those little pussy boy sparklers you guys use. Oh, it lights up, huh? Guess what? We had real weapons. We shot in the air and bullets sprayed everywhere. Sometimes they came back down and hit your friend. But you know what? That was the way we did it back in the day. The good old days. That's the way
it should be.
I need a little. I'm going to light a thing, and that's my little celebrate. No. You need to do it like we did back in the day. Beelzebub is inside me, and you will die. Yes. Yes. Yeah. 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 Yes, indeed. This is happening. Oh boy, that was loud. What if you, what if I didn't mean to have this effect and there was just really a demon talking with me? What would you guys fucking do, man? Beelzebub.
Right. I'm kind of just tired. I traveled. Oh, way over yonder for the July 4th fest tip. But I can't even talk, I'm just spent partying, doing coke, hookers, tits all weekend. This is Ben Shapiro. I'm in defeat, everybody.
Me and my friend were just saying how he might be in defeat because he had these tweets about AOC talking about her feet, and they were like a little too detailed. Where he obviously is, I mean, he's just such a, I mean, look, I'm a free speech guy, whatever, and I don't hate him, I don't think he's a Nazi like other people, but, like, he's just, I understand why you wouldn't like him, he just seems so unlike, he's just, like, a little know-it-all, like, I don't know, he's just too much of a character or something, I don't know. I mean, look, you know.
I'm Ben Shapiro, and this is 18 commercials in a row.
I don't actually listen to his podcast. I did watch the Gina Carano interview because, you know, that was a big news story. I got to catch up on the gossip before I, you know, record this fucking shit. And I did that, and he interrupted it very awkwardly. Actually, I think I talked about this. Of course. Repeating myself again. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Circle Back podcast. Welcome to the recap, the last 18 episodes of the podcast.
I mean, Ben Shapiro. Yeah, everybody. Listen, this is not the way this should be, and... I actually don't.
I've never tried to do an impression of him. You just do that, like, higher, like, nasally voice. It's not really as high
as this. It's kind of, like, just a little nasally. Ben Shapiro here, everybody. Well, he probably did sound like this as a kid, and he had the same exact attitude. Yes. Well, facts do not care about your feelings, and I do not care about your feelings. Why? Because I am all about facts. And feet. And how they smell. Yeah. Oh yeah, I like to say, like, trick or treat, smell your feet, because I want to smell your feet, because I have a foot fetish. Trick or treat, smell your feet, put your feet inside my, make me skeet. That didn't last
very long, saying skeet. Ugh. I don't like picturing that. Like, you don't need new words to describe, you know, doing that. That's where I draw the line. I don't even want to say what it is, all right? Kids listen to this. Kids in preschool are taught this at the podcast. I don't know. I mean, you know, preschool costs money. I never knew that when I was in preschool. Well, I don't know. I didn't know that, though, but I guess, you know. And what do you need school for? All you got to do now is give a kid a YouTube tablet, tell him to go on YouTube. You look anything up now. You don't need no school. Come on. Then, hey, look up how to put a house together. You just get a hammer and some nails and some boards. You got a house. Come on. Yeah, I used to. I mean, I do look stuff up on YouTube, but I mean, it's really not as easy as you think, though. It's not like, oh, just look it up. But it does help. Like, I'm like one of those visual learners. Like, I'm like very visual.
I need to like visualize and like, you know, dream, a little dream about what I'm about to do before I do it.
But I do need to see exactly how to do it. Like, I got this little coffee maker that's like a pour over one. And you have to pour it a certain, well, it's not hard at all. You just pour it like in a circle. But I had to like look it up on YouTube to see exactly how to do it, or else I was like, I didn't want to do it wrong or whatever. And this guy did zoom in and he like showed exactly. I was like, this is perfect. Now I'm a barista. I mean, I kind of might. A barista might be a little overrated. I mean, you really think about it, they're just making coffee drinks. But they like make them sound like they're these Italian like magicians or something. Oh, I'm a real AAA barista. Come over to me. You want an espresso? I put some machine. Espresso shoots out of there. Took me 10 years in school to learn that. Oh, you want a cappuccino? Hey, here's what I do. I get the, I put the stuff in the cappuccino machine. I hit the button. Boom.
Out of there.
Cappuccino comes out of there. Took me 10 years of schooling. I went to barista school. I got a master's in baristaing. I'm a coffee engineer. I could see there's probably different names. Like when I worked at when I had retail jobs and like, you know, worked at had dumb jobs like that. Some of them had fancier names than they are, and they do that at like, you know, sandwich artist at Subway. Yeah, I'm a sandwich artist. Yes, I'm a coffee magician. I would just hate like having that as a name tag. I would just not want to work there. Like, I mean, what, and all those, like, if it's a fast food chain, you're really not doing anything. Like, if I did work at Burger King before, but I never said I was, like, a chef. I'm a burger wizard, and, I just whip them up, you know? I just come up with new concoctions. And, well, okay, here's what I do. I take the frozen burgers, I put them in the thing, comes out, I put it on the thing. That's it. Took me 10 years of school. I mean, look, well, there's bartending school, which, I mean, it does look a little hard. But, again, it's kind of like a barista. I mean, someone like me, they get so nervous, I would break shit and I would, like, mess it up. So I'm not saying it's, like, the easiest thing. Same way with, like, waiters, and they have, like, 6 plates that they're bringing out. I mean, how I see these waiters with these plates coming out. They got like 6 plates in their hands. I'm like, what are you, a professional juggler? I mean, or is this a waiter? Like, wait, pick a job, okay? Pick a job, folks, okay? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, you think I'm going to tip you for taking plates out? Some people have to shovel coal for a living, okay? Old jobs that no one has to do anymore. I mean, I guess there's probably coal people. But, I mean, look, a lot of people have to go and get diamonds out of mines that, like, you know, in Africa. And you're talking about, oh, I gotta take a plate out. I gotta get this guy's order ready. Right. And I can't mess something up. Well, guess what? Little kids are slaving away making iPhones. Make, like, a really unfair comparison. A little kid isn't allowed a bathroom break at Amazon. They have a whole army of little kids that they don't talk about in the basement. And they make the toys, but, I just saw this thing about Jeff Bezos. He hates the concept of a work-life balance. And I'm like, oh, I could have predicted that. I think he hates the concept of hygiene, mental health, digestive health, humanity, you know, a lot of things that he doesn't like. I just don't like the concept of having And I mean, because, like, okay, if you start a company, you are going to be so passionate that you probably will just be a workaholic. Of course, you have to be. If you're starting a business, I mean, but, you know, obviously not everybody is going to care as much as Jeff Bezos did. It's his company. Like, hey, why don't you got to be as into this as the CEO is? It's like, okay, first of all, I'm not the richest guy. I mean, okay, who am I, Jeff Bezos over here? Yeah, give me, I mean, come on, give me $100 billion. Maybe I'll think about being a little more passionate, okay? I mean, who are these people kidding? Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty tired. You know, my arms are tired. Flapping when I was flying all the weekend. Yeah, I just went to see family for the holiday. And, you know, it was, I don't know. Getting back was horrible. But I realized that this is... I went back on July 4th, like, or when it celebrated, because it celebrated on a Monday, I guess, even though it's July 5th. Yeah, it was horrible trying to get back. You know. And hey, we're celebrating the end of the pandemic. Biden, I guess, made... It was like someone made a Biden ice cream truck with him, like, on the outside. And, like, everyone on Reddit would... And it wasn't, like, a anti-Biden group. It was a regular just... I forget. Some... It might have just been, like, the politics main one. So it was, like, not even, like, slander... It wasn't a republic. It wasn't anything like that. It was just literally just their politics page. And every comment was, like... How creepy it was that he had an ice cream truck. I mean, that is just, like, really fun. It'd be almost like Bill Cosby having one. Or having a, well, I guess he's not a pedo, but... What if that was, like, that was the line now, because there's so many celebrities that are just fucked up and raped people. That, like, oh, he's not a pedo. We gotta celebrate the fact that he wasn't a pedo. I mean, when you think about it. The great work he did with not being one. I mean, yeah, that's pretty crazy. He did kind of get released around July 4th, and I don't know if that's a coincidence, but time to celebrate Cosby Independence Day. Every year we're going to mark the day that good old Cos got out, everybody.
The Cos, jello pudding time.
You know, nobody talks about Jello anymore. What's the deal with that? I mean, I used to like it. Now nobody's talking about it. Oh, it's not healthy. Okay. Sometimes you don't need to be. It is a weird, it's weird, I mean, I ate it growing up. I guess it's good for kids, and it's good for if you have no teeth. It's also good if you're sick. It's also good if you're old and you have no teeth. But I just forget about Jell-O. I don't know why. But if I see it in the store, I'll remember Jell-O. And I haven't gotten pudding in a while either. I used to, like, make it, but, and I mean, Jell-O actually might be good for me, because pudding... is dairy, and I'm not supposed to eat a lot of that. But Jell-O's just watery, whatever gelatin stuff that who knows how that digests, but it is. It's there. But it's not fattening either. It's like pretty, you know. You know, everybody just thinks of Cosby now, so. What are you gonna do? Alright, you know what? It's time for me. To truly celebrate is the independence of the cause. Because you guys might think I'm joking. But let's... It's time... Oh, God. All right, look, we're going to celebrate him real quick. It's not going to be in a big thing. But sometimes you got to take time to celebrate. All right, here we go, everybody. Oh, God.
Yep.
There he is, buddy. The proof is in the pudding. We're celebrating Ka's independence, everybody. Everybody, shoot the fireworks
and just celebrate Cosby's freedom, because that's why we're getting all together. And hey, when you think about it, we're also celebrating the end of the pandemic. So Cosby's freedom. At the same time, he has all this opportunity. Yeah. This great man, as you can see, there's such so many children. And Jell-O. I mean, come on. I mean, look at this. Look at this man. Got some names on here. Celebrating the old Ka's freedom. Okay, that's good. Let me ask you this, guys. What is first? Cosplay or Cosplay, as in dress up as Bill Cosby? That's what I want to know. Everybody's asking.
We all used to do it. I mean, we all
used to put on the
Cosby sweater, walk around with our friend, and now it's called Cosplay, dress up as superheroes and stuff. Well, the originator of that is out of prison now. Bill Cosplay. B. Everybody can dress up as their favorite Cosby character. Fat Albert. Bill Cosby. What else? Whatever else he did. You know. Pudding guy. Jell-O guy. Just put...
Cosplay, everybody. I mean, he's actually going to have a Cosby Con, a convention about the big return. Hope you guys know he's going to do a new special pretty soon. Called Independence Day. The real Independence Day happened when Cosby was free.
Everybody was in the streets, in every major city, every metropolis. Everybody was out
celebrating the cause. Everybody was out there
reliving their favorite Cosby memories. Pudding Pops, Jell-O, Pudding.
I think he did Coke commercials too.
Or Pepsi or something. Oh no, he did a Coke commercial that was like... Pepsi's way too sweet or something. And I always thought Coke was the sweeter one, but maybe, I don't know, I guess not. But he like showed all this sugar and he was like, this is how much is in Pepsi. I don't know, something like that. But he was the face of America and he's back. Well, what else? I mean, what else would you do to really celebrate America? You would release America's dad, Cosby. America's dad.
You didn't have a dad? Just watched Cosby every week. You watched him lecture. And then go do horrible things that he... You notice he
never said to not roofie people, I don't think. I don't think there was ever episode like, oh, definitely don't So he's fine. He got off scot-free. He's out. Independence Day is real. And Cosby is the living proof that America is back. The pandemic spanned. I don't think COVID. We got the America's dad. Is not a deadbeat no more. Look, I never watched Cosby Show. I hated it. I actually did not like him. And I'm not saying that as everyone else does whenever somebody gets, like, canceled or whatever. I never liked him anyway. But, yeah, I just never got into him. I thought his show was annoying and, like, preachy. I always hated, like, just always, my whole life, I just hate people preaching to people and saying, you can't do this, you can't, you know. It's weird. Everybody just was fine with all of the stuff he did, like his constant lecturing and everything. And nobody was annoyed by that. I mean, I was, and I barely watched the show. It makes sense, though, because everybody who represses a bunch of shit is crazy and fucked up and does horrible shit. If you have a really strict dad, he probably goes out and gets whipped and gets stomped on or whatever. Or he, like, sends girls money online, and I don't know, he has a bunch of issues. But that's what people do.
And it's fucking Independence Day, time to get laid.
I do kind of think that Cosby didn't count in his head that is cheating. I think it's some way that he made them unconscious, I think, because he was always lecturing about, you know, being this greatest person in the world. But, like, I really think that had to be part of, like, it was some kind of weird justification, because, like, for to do it so many times and, you know, yeah, it doesn't count, they're unconscious. Like, that had to be what it was. I mean, crazy. But yeah, nobody has ever talked about Cosby. I thought I'd bring that back.
Let me know what you guys did to celebrate the freedom of the big C, what I call him. Yeah, he's out, and he is ready to go back in action, man. Can't hold him back. Don't even bother. He's out there. Putting in the pudding.
I miss pudding pops. I used to love those as growing up. Just a perfect pop, you know? It's kind of weird, though. It's just a dessert. Oh, I guess all those things are desserts, but now, like, they'd be like, oh, kids need to have something healthy about it. You can't just have, like, a pudding. Well, fudgesicles are like that, and I still like those, even though I never have them. Treat yourself to a fudgesicle once in a while. You don't have to be a kid to have a little kid soul. Don't ever grow up. Don't listen to somebody that says grow up. Be a youth at heart. Be a kid at heart. Let your spirit fart. Make fart jokes like that. Be a little kid again.
I like being a little kid. And I just like having the children come over. I don't do nothing with them. I just have them sleep with me in the same bed, under the same exact blanket, on the same mattress that I am. Ain't nothing weird about it. I just like doing it.
Why's that so weird? I just like kids over and call Neverland. Don't ever grow up, kids. Because once you do, I'm going to kick you out. Cause
this isn't as good as you should. If anyone's listening to this, look up Kyle Dunnigan on YouTube. Does a great Michael Jackson. Where he just does that, like, harsh jokes about. But I did a bit about that, where, I don't know, it's just crazy to me that he admitted that on, like, a VH1 show or something. He literally was like, oh, you know, I don't do nothing with him. I just I sleep with the kids, but that doesn't mean what you mean. You're disgusting. That's disgusting. That's just disgusting.
How could you even think that? That's disgusting. Yeah, don't ever. Like, he turned
around, and he was always like, I just started to think about how, like, hidden in plain sight all that was. Oh, that's weird. He has a place called Neverland. He doesn't want kids to grow up. Huh. I mean, if anything, you would think a pedophile would like kids to not grow up. I mean, what else would you... Oh, and I'll have a bunch of toys. I'll have a giant amusement park as my house. But I'll be like, look, I never grew up. I was a child star. I just never... The thing that bothered me was like, then explain, like, his sex... Every guy has a sex drive. What is he attracted to? I mean, I know he married, you know, that woman or whatever, but, like, everyone knew it was fake. I mean, everyone knew it so much that, like, they had to kiss in public, and it was super awkward. Like, they'd never touched each other before. It seriously was like they never... It was like if a brother... It's, like, crazy. It was like if someone knew, like, thought it was disgusting was like, you guys have to kiss, and you were like, fuck.
We just had a friendship, and also we had a lot of sex, okay? We were just all over each other. We had us fucking and sucking.
Yeah, sure, okay. I'll just say that I'm always having sex with girls, and then I'll have Neverland, and no one suspect a thing. And I'll just say I sleep with kids, but not that way. And he accuses you of you being the pervert.
Why would you even think that? That's disgusting.
I remember he was like saying like,
I get a glass of warm milk and I give them some warm milk before they go to bed. It's the sweetest thing you can do is to sleep with a child.
I think you said something like
that. The most loving, like the most, And I mean, okay, if you're a parent and you have, like, a newborn, yes. Or, like, you know, 1-year-old, whatever it is. But not just a grown man that has no relation to these kids, just a bunch of kid groupies. I mean...
Ain't nothing weird going on. Why would you think that? That's disgusting.
I know, everybody's talked about Michael Jackson. It's not new, I know, I'm just repeating shit that everyone said before, but you know what?
That's disgusting.
This is catchphrase on a sitcom. Why would you think that? Ew, why would you think that? Ew. I don't even like little kid penises, ew. Why would you say that? What? You're the one that said that, ew. I remember once he got like, they raided his house years before, like, you know, he died and whatever. They raided his house and he like went on TV and he was like, they violated my body, my privacy. They touched me. They made me get naked. They touched my penis. And I remember he said that and I was like, oh, why do you have to say everything? They touched my penis, and I do have one, by the way. I know you were thinking maybe, I don't know, does he? Or is it white or black? Which color is it? Well, it's both. The tip of it is black, and the rest isn't. Figure that out. They made me strip naked. They touched my penis and my balls. You just said that on TV. Like, what do you want the general public to do? Like, okay, if you're complaining about the department. Well, he was acting like, oh, it's such a violation of my rights. But, like, what are cops supposed to not think you're doing anything? He says on a documentary that yes, I do have kids in my bed when I sleep, you know. I know he doesn't want to say, like, that way. But, yeah, maybe just don't do that. I don't know if you're... Say you are the most generous person, you just invite kids over. to like experience your Neverland, and you're just like, I just, you know, when kids have a childhood I didn't have, then why do you have to sleep in the same bed? I mean, why do that? Like, I don't know. I'm going to get to the bottom of this whole Michael Jackson thing and let you guys know what the investigation turns up. No one's ever talked about it. No one's ever criticized him. So, I'm the first one to do a Me Too about MJ.
My penis.
Anyway, just remember to celebrate the Independence Day. We let good old BC out. I'm just thrilled that he got out. You know, it's great that he had some technology in his pocket that he just did. Money. Look, guys. I mean, look. If you're rich, you won't get away with everything. You'll just get away with 99% of everything. Tell your kids when they grow up, if you're rich, kind of just do whatever the fuck you want and just nothing happens. Or you mysteriously get, you know, die in a prison and the cameras are all turned off. But look, if you have money, you still got to obey the law. Sometimes you'll get a mugshot and then get sent on your way. Sometimes you'll go to jail, be in prison, and everybody thinks you're just going to die in prison. Then you get out near July 4th weekend. Sometimes that happens. That's something to tell your kids that, hey, justice does get served. Anyway, I'm going to go get him out. I'm going to, like, protest, and he's going back in, just so you guys know. So go ahead and stay tuned for that and celebrate.
Hey, I'm out of prison. I'm a fat Albert.
I'm randomly did that. Like, that's like, you haven't done that for like 40 years, 50 years, and he just does that.
I'm out of prison. Hey. Cosby's back.
He's has a new show called Cosby's Back, and he's just going to talk about being back and make jokes about it. It's going to be great. Stay tuned. Yeah.